The pay gap between Utah's teachers and school administrators is significant, which means educators hoping to advance their careers often leave the classroom behind. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
A big chunk of Spencer Campbell's day sounds like this.
Liam,
yeah.
Go back to the gym.
Oh.
Don't act like you didn't hear me.
No, I heard you. I'm coming.
Oh, okay. Where's your buddy? Who was that, Parker?
Campbell is one of two assistant principals at Elk Ridge Middle School in South Jordan. It's his first year. Last year, he was teaching 9th grade English at a school up the road. Now, he spends a lot of his time corralling the student body of 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. He walks the halls, checks breezeways for kids playing hooky, and is always ready to answer a call on the radio.
Spencer?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any way you could go to Mr. Fife's room?
Yep, I'm on my way.
Thank you.
We walk down the hall and turn a corner to find a restless 7th grader who's been sent out of class for being disruptive. These two clearly know each other well.
Seriously? We just had this talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Campbell's in his late 30s and looks like an administrator. Dresses well, brisk walk, but he also talks to kids on their level.
So this is due tomorrow.
Due tomorrow.
Are you going to lose it?
Lose what?
These.
Campbell escorts the student to a study room and helps him get started on some worksheets.
Dude, you already started this. So you have the account. So which one have you done? You did the...
For a moment, Campbell gets into teacher mode, as if he's about to launch into a lesson, which is probably what he'd like to do, but he's got somewhere else to be, and we head back out into the hall.
The effect that a classroom teacher has on a student is second only to a parent. And as an administrator, I don't know if I'll ever be able to have that same effect. Like, that's kind of heartbreaking.
Campbell loved teaching. Before he taught, he ran a small business and did very well for himself, but he felt drawn to education. He went back to school for a master's degree and spent 5 years teaching in the classroom. But as a father of 7 children and the sole income earner for his family, a teacher's salary was not cutting it.
I mean, as a teacher, I was making $43,000 a year, and I had a part-time job where I would work another 20 hours a week. And that wasn't for the extras. That was just for the basics.
When he says extras, he's talking about things like braces for his kids, piano lessons, the occasional vacation. Pretty standard desires for a parent. And so he felt like he only had one option. Administration.
There's not a step in the ladder between teacher and administrator. That's it. It's just teacher and administrator.
That's not saying Campbell is upset about his job. He likes his job, and he's good at it. He now makes $83,000 a year, nearly double what he made in the classroom. But what he does now is just not the same as teaching. When the two of us were outside during lunch duty, I asked a group of 9th graders this question.
Do you think that Mr. Campbell would be a good teacher?
I think he'd be a strict teacher, but a good teacher.
Like, you'd be able to learn a lot, but...
Like, no fun?
Yeah, no fun.
That hurts my feelings. Oh, my gosh.
He was a phenomenal teacher. Phenomenal.
This is AJ Steele. He teaches 9th grade geography at Campbell's old school. Their classrooms were next door to each other.
The thing that made him so good is he cared for his students so much.
Steele says Campbell was the kind of teacher that could really connect with his students. He'd tell them stories about his life, and he'd listen to their stories. Even if it was just a silly middle school breakup, he'd listen. But he also made his students work. He had high expectations, and they wrote a lot of papers. Simply put, he was cut out for the job.
Anytime somebody like that leaves the classroom, I think it's a huge blow to not just, you know, not just our little world, but, I mean, the ripple effect, you know. That's one less amazing teacher a kid has.
But Steele understands why Campbell left. And he knows the job of an administrator is critical, although he has no plans to move on himself. Steele loves to teach, and he's a little frustrated that there's such a huge financial incentive to leave the classroom.
Why is it that the further away you get from kids, the more money you make? And I think that's the issue.
I think it's an issue across education, across the nation.
Janice Voorhees is the president of the Jordan District School Board, the district that both Campbell and Steele work in. She also taught for 25 years herself.
The problem is that there is a big disparity between what teachers make and a living wage in lots of places.
And as a district, they're trying to address this problem. They recently approved a salary increase that includes an additional $7,000 for beginning teachers. And they're working on a plan to create a better, classroom-friendly career ladder, an opt-in program that mixes teaching, mentoring, and administrative responsibilities.
Here is another avenue to earn additional money so that you can stay in the classroom, be a deep, profound influence on student learning, and still feed your family.
But Voorhees admits she's not sure how long that will take, or if they can even pull it off. Financial incentives like this are often a sticky issue with teachers' unions, because while they fight to increase teacher salaries statewide, they also fight to keep them equal statewide. So for now, the discrepancy remains, which leaves some of the most dynamic educators spending their days patrolling hallways. Lee Hale, KUER News.